Nick is still sick 2 weeks in a row. But hey, our podcast views went up, what, like 100 people?
Like 100%.
Yeah, so I think what we need to do is just keep making Nick sick. And even if he's not, we're going to put one of them clothespins on his nose. So he sounds... Can you do a cough or something? That was good. Ew. Oh, that's a bonus.
I am still sick. I'm not as sick as I was, but it's still there.
Do you still know how to put in the intro music?
Yeah, hold on.
Intro music.
Man, it gets better every week.
I was going to say it gets worse.
Oh.
Because that was awful.
You didn't like that one?
I didn't.
You want me to try it again?
Yeah, try it.
All right, hold on.
Intro music.
Okay. Is that one better?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
So how was your weekend?
It was good.
Well, week, rather. I mean.
I'm trying to think what we did.
You went to the Indians game.
Oh, yeah, I did. I went to the Indians game, the Cleveland Indians. I got a foul ball there at the games. So that was
so
kinda cool.
If people don't know what that is, it is a local restaurant cuisine. That's where we actually were going to go
it
after
is.
This.
It is a local restaurant cuisine.
And it just came to me
they have
that it's called the Foul Balls. I thought that was the dude's last name. I didn't notice it's a sports bar.
It's a two-part pun there. So, yes, there's...
You think that I would get that?
Hold on a second. So, I did get a foul ball at the game, like an actual baseball. But, yes, the bar that we're going to later, I think, has boneless wings called Foul Balls. And it's a two-part pun because foul balls are, you know, baseball terms.
Yeah.
And what are chickens also called?
And it's not the guy's last name, or is it a triple
no,
pun?
No, it's not a triple pun. What are chickens
also called?
I know,
that's what made it go to my head originally.
Yeah. Chickens
and then,
are
and then
foul.
It clicked, dude.
And they're chicken balls, they're foul balls.
Man.
That's next level punning.
That's almost some Joe Rogan Fear Factor stuff, too, if you think about it, though.
This
chicken balls
is Fear Factor. Ew.
Yeah. All right, so go on, you caught a ball.
Well, see, a lot
was
of
it a direct catch?
No. A lot of the things on Fear Factor, they'd be okay to eat if you didn't know what they were. Like, that's what the biggest thing is. So, no, listen. So, you know, you can eat soft foods, right? You can eat mashed potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Can you eat chips?
Yeah.
Now, what if you're eating mashed potatoes and all of a sudden there's something crunchy? Grosses you out, right? Yeah.
Sure.
But you can eat crunchy stuff.
I can.
It's just because it's not what you were expecting and it's not what's supposed to be there. So, a lot of the stuff on Fear Factor doesn't taste terrible. It's just knowing that it's like chicken balls that you're eating.
Well, our friend Alex, who I just visited in Tampa this weekend.
Yeah?
When he was in the Amazon. Were you here when he told us what he ate?
No.
Oh, well, he was there with Tarsis, his girlfriend. And they ate like larvae, worms. I forget what the other things were, but it was because they were in the Amazon with this tribe, and that was their traditional cuisine.
Ooh.
So they made everyone try it, and out of respect, like, you couldn't say no.
Right. It's like an Italian dinner.
So it's what they were expecting.
Did he like it?
No. I asked him that.
I feel like there's, like, poop inside
of worms.
He said
the crickets weren't bad.
Crickets wouldn't be bad. They sell, like, chocolate-covered crickets.
He said that it's the highest protein food in the world or something?
Crickets?
Yeah.
Probably.
They don't shut up.
No, I know.
It's a lot of protein.
It's because they're working out their legs all day by cricketing, and so they got, like, really big leg muscles, all that protein.
Gym, tan, chirp. That's what they do.
GTC.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, the gym, rest of the Indians game, chirp. Anything else you want to share there?
I'm trying to think.
Did they win?
Yeah, they won 3-2. We left a little bit before the end of the game trying to beat that rush.
Did you at least get the seventh inning stretch?
Yes, we left at, like, the... In between the eighth and ninth inning.
I would like to do a video, hopefully no one steals this, of
stretch.
Us, like, when the seventh inning comes, like, we have, like, breakaway pants or something.
Pull out our yoga mats.
Yoga mats, everything, like, headbands, and we just go all out.
We probably could do that there, honestly.
And we probably could get on the big screen because it's front row that you have.
Yeah, it is.
So I'd like to
and
do that.
And it's right next to the aisle, too.
Can we do that? A game?
We could roll our yoga mats out in the aisle and just start, like, stretching.
Yeah, can we do that a game this season?
I
just need the yes.
Maybe.
No, come on.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. He's going to edit the yes out. He's going to overdub it.
If they let us bring in yoga mats to the game, then yes.
Oh, dude. I'll wear one around me. There's ways around this.
I mean, they don't set off metal detectors.
No, they don't.
Wrap them around your legs. Be like, I'm chunky.
Just be like, oh, no, some Facebook chick sold me this in a pyramid scheme to lose weight. It's a yoga wrap.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
And I don't know if you're new to this podcast. One thing Nick loves is pyramid schemes.
Oh, I fucking hate pyramid schemes.
Pet peeve.
I hate them. I don't even know if I can share this on the podcast, but I was like, I got to make sure it's not real first. I was invited by mail to some secret society today.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God, I didn't bring it with me. It's a 10-page document I just got in the mail.
What? How'd they find your address?
I don't know.
They probably know your net worth from that site.
But you open it up and it says, Nicholas, this is not a mass email. You can see this was sent by priority mail and not some third-party bulk junk mail. And it's addressed directly to you, Nicholas. And I'm like, well, yep, you're right about that. And it says it's from the society.
Now, if it was like a Harry Potter owl or something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was just in the mail.
Well, if it was the owl, like, would you be like, okay.
Yeah. For
like
sure.
If you felt something on your window, like that you heard a little.
That'd be awesome. My New Year's resolution was to accept more invites. I would accept that one right away. So I'm reading through it, and it's basically like the Illuminati. They're like, we're some of the richest people in the world. I can't tell you exactly who I am, but if you own a TV or a radio, you know who I am. Stuff like that. And it's like, we know all the
it's
secrets to the world.
Pharrell. I'm telling you, I'll put my money on that.
And, well, I didn't know if I could share it with you guys because it says everything in this letter is for your eyes only and you can't tell anybody. So, sorry.
Well, this is the last podcast that we will have.
I just don't show up next week.
So I was in Tampa this last weekend.
You're not going to let me finish?
No. What about the story?
Yeah.
What was that? What was left?
That's it.
No, it goes along with that. Okay. We were walking around my friend Alex's neighborhood, and there was a house, and I was like, what is that giant building? And he said, oh, it was a secret club.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was them?
No, this is in Utah.
Oh.
The return address
man.
Is Utah.
So you can have multiple wives, then.
Yeah. So it's like, it's this form, and you got to fill it out and say, yes, I accept your invitation, or you just don't return it.
Is there an address, though?
It gives you a return envelope, and it's in Utah, and it says it has to be postmarked by April 12th, so I got 3 days.
Oh, dude.
Or it says I can fax it back to them.
What do you give money?
I don't know. So I looked it up online, and it said that once you turn it in, they send you back some 53-page document, which I thought 10 was enough. I didn't have time to read it all. I read 2 pages before I came over. So they send you back like some 53-page document booklet, I guess. And I don't know what's in that either, so I might say yes, see what's up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was reading, and it said that some guy got it in his dad's mail, and his dad had died, and like months and months ago, and then his dad got this letter. And in the letter, it says, like, you know, we've selected you, and we've been watching you. We know everything about you. And this dude's like, well, doesn't he know that my dad's dead? Like...
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
So I don't think it's real, but if it is, I'm not allowed to join now because I told you all about it.
Man, what did they love this podcast, dude? They're like, damn it.
I know.
He talked about it.
But they make it so urgent. Like they say, you have to have it in the next 3 days. And if you don't respond to this, you'll never hear from us again.
They probably waste
like
a lot
that.
Of money on paper.
It's addressed to me and like it's printed out with like, it's not just the envelope in my name. Like in the letter, it has my name.
Man.
Like everywhere.
That's how you get the blue check mark on Instagram, I guess.
Yes, I might say yes. See what's up.
See what happens.
I don't know. So you look like you're about to say something.
I was just going
to
tell you, I went to Tampa this past weekend.
Did you? With who?
Yeah, Jesse.
Nice.
And anyway, you know, it was fun. We swam and all that stuff. But there was two key stories I wanted to talk about.
Let's hear them.
One, Tampa's far away.
It's pretty far.
We're at a bar late at night, probably 12:30.
Did you see someone from here?
We did. Mike Furlong, who was Alex's soccer coach and my soccer coach.
Oh.
Apparently moved like an hour from there.
Mm-hmm.
In Sarasota, and then drove there that night to hang out with his best bud. But this was like a hole-in-the-wall, like, eight-person
like
bar.
Really?
So it kind of...
It was his
like,
best bud, Alex?
It was Alex's, mentor in high school.
Right.
Yeah, it was like someone he looked up to, so it kind of blew our minds. So we hung out with him for a little while. It was
Neither of them knew they were going to be there.
No.
That's pretty crazy.
Not a clue.
No way.
Not a clue. It was very crazy.
Huh.
Because he coached Alex like since he was little.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's like me, Curly, and Matt being in Myrtle and running into the magician who's from Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, but you didn't hang out with the magician.
No, but...
Because we saw other Canton people,
Curly
too,
followed
though.
Him on Instagram.
This is a little more crazy, I thought.
I agree.
And then the other thing, you know, swam in the ocean, whatever.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Sandbar, sharks.
Yeah, sharks. I was afraid of that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But the thing that I want to talk about is kind of on the flight home.
Ooh.
So I decided...
I heard it was a good flight. Smooth.
Do you know that you're not allowed flying with any liquid, right?
Yeah.
Do you know this?
Well, you can fly with little liquids.
Okay, well, I decided to see if I could sneak alcohol through TSA.
You can bring alcohol through TSA.
In a checked bag.
Wait, but no, you can bring it as a carry-on.
You can't.
Yeah, you can. You just can't drink it.
Look it up.
You can bring it. It's just they have to serve it to you.
Look it up.
I swear to God, I've looked it up. You can bring mini bottles of alcohol on the plane.
Well, how?
In a plastic bag and in your carry-on.
Oh, I don't think.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed to. You're just not allowed to drink them.
Oh, the lady said that you're not allowed at all.
No, look, I've looked it up.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Because
pause.
You can bring your own alcohol on the plane. It's just the flight attendant has to serve it to you to make sure that you're not getting like really, really drunk.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, I've looked this up before. Because people say, you know, they don't want to pay the airline prices for alcohol, but you're allowed to bring your own through TSA, and then a lot of people that...
Oh, yeah, you have to have it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, just like any liquid.
One bag per passenger.
It's just like shampoo.
It says liquids purchased after clearing the security checkpoint are permitted. That's it.
You can bring, like...
It's only liquids that you buy after the TSA checkpoint.
So you can't bring shampoo on the plane?
Well, it's not like a liquid.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Shampoo counts as liquids. It has to be in the little Ziploc bag.
Oh, it says it has to be with... There's like 3.4 ounces or less in
right.
your plastic bag. Anyway, it's a bigger bottle of alcohol.
Okay.
So I was trying to see if I can make it through TSA.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I didn't know how I felt about that. Because it was not in a plastic bag or anything.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if I can't fit all my liquids into my plastic bag, I leave one out and they don't say.
Well, this was like a big bottle of Brazilian alcohol Alex gave me. And I knew that they were going to take it away, I thought, because mm-hmm. he was asking everyone specifically, do you have any liquids?
Mm-hmm.
One by one. And I was like, well, I'm not going to lie to him. So I just said, just shrugged my shoulders. And yeah, it made it through, so I don't know how I feel about that. Were they not good TSA agents?
I mean, I don't know. I heard something like 90% of TSA safety checks fail.
Yeah, you did say that.
But, yeah. Because I know lots of people that bring their own alcohol on the plane. It's just you're not allowed to drink your own alcohol on the plane.
There's like a lot of like weird stuff. It says only one 3.4 ounce. You're not going to... What's the point of that?
Right, because it has to be in a one-quart Ziploc bag, and then everything has to be 3.4 ounces or less. That's why I have little travel bottles.
This is from TSA.gov. It says liquids must be purchased after clearing the security checkpoints.
Right, you can get like a bottle of water on the plane if you buy it after. But like shampoos, body washes, makeup products, alcohol, you can bring through... If it's in a 3.4 ounce bottle or less and in the Ziploc bag.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. It also says that if it's over 70% alcohol content in your check luggage, it can't be packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably because it's flammable.
You got to get that weak shit.
Well, pretty much everything we drink is under 70%.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, anything over is just too flammable.
So the flight was crazy, though. On the ascent, on the way up, I told you about this. It kind of did like a complete jerk.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
Hmm.
And it freaked everyone out. It was kind of like the movies, like right before it crashes. It would look exactly like that, like everything that happened.
With the oxygen mask coming down.
That's what I was waiting for. And then the only thing I could think was like, shit, I really should have listened to that lady. one time I flied.
And the safety instructions?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never listen.
I never have.
I'm always listening to my headphones. You know what I'm listening to?
No.
Safety instructions.
Do you think they get pissed?
Yeah.
When they notice no one's listening?
Probably. In the exit row, you have to say yes. You can't be having your headphones on when they ask you if you're able to do the duties.
What if you're not bilingual and you're from, like, Peru?
They make you say yes in English.
They do?
Yeah, because there was people behind me one time, and someone goes, It was, like, some old lady, and they're like, you need to verbally say yes. And they go, And they go, can you understand English? And then they talk to the person that they were with. They go, can she understand English? And she goes, yes. And let her go, so I don't know.
Oh, man.
Maybe she brought too many alcohols on the plane.
Yeah. You messed up my whole flow because you just shut it down. I was ready for this nice story about how I got through all this checkpoint.
Just tell you how it is.
And you just shot it down.
Sorry.
Jesse's going to debate with you tonight about it, I'm sure.
I thought she wasn't coming.
She might.
Okay. She doesn't have to debate. It's on the website.
I don't know.
Any larger bottles than 3.5 ounces, you got to buy after security.
What is a 3.5 ounce bottle?
I have, it's like, so it like cylinder.
Those little, like shampoo thing. Ones.
Yeah. Well, I have like the travel section in Walmart, like all the little bottles, yeah. Like mouthwash and all that. It has to be 3.4 ounces. So like on Amazon, I bought little bottles that are 3.5 ounces and I squeeze my shampoo in those so I can take them on the plane.
Oh.
Because when I travel to like LA and stuff, I just take a backpack. Yeah. And so I can't take like a bottle of shampoo, so it has to be in those little 3.5 ounces.
So you have
things.
All these multiple ones in a little Ziploc?
I have like 6 of them, and they on the caps they say S, C, B, shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else? What alcohols could those stand for?
Sambuca, chorizo, sausage.
And all right, Nick, for my 30-second game for you real quick.
No.
We haven't done it in a while.
I don't want
to. Not really a 30-second game, but I want you to, as fast as you can, start with A and name alcohol, just like you were.
Yeah?
See how far down the alphabet you can get.
Okay.
You're not allowed more than like a 5-second pause.
So could it be brand/types?
Sure.
Okay. Absolut.
Yeah.
Bacardi.
Okay.
Coconut rum, which is Malibu.
Yeah.
We've got Di Serrano.
Mm-hmm.
E is going to be tough. We got Elderflower Liqueur. F, Frangelico. G, we'll go with Saint Germain.
You know what? We're going to stop you there. And guys, you can come out. So this is how we start your intervention.
I know alcohols.
Yeah, you do.
I know. Did you expect me to get that far?
I expected you to get the whole way. I really did. But I was interested to see what the last few letters would be.
H is kind of tough. I don't know.
Heineken.
Yeah. See? You're an alky.
I guess so.
So this lady walked into work today.
Today?
Yeah. And she was kind of funny. I was like, do you need help with anything? And she's like putting on lip glosses and she's saying this. And she's like, no, I'm just waiting for Howard. And then she goes, oh!
Ew.
I go, what? And she goes, did you see that? I said, what? And she goes, I thought this was lip gloss.
She goes, what was it?
It's this little container that looks like it could be lip gloss, but also looks like it could be like a makeup container. And she goes, it's hair gel.
Oh my God. You know I'm going to sample that.
What?
Yeah.
She goes, it's hair gel.
And what'd you do?
I said, oh, that's funny. She put hair product on her lips.
Dude, I thought you were going to do like a repeat. We work in an all-glass building, you know.
We do.
And this lady, I watched her run right into it like a bird like a year ago.
Really?
And the outline, like from her makeup face, to hair gel and everything. The oily skin.
It was sitting there on the window.
I didn't want to wash it off because it was so funny. But we all just acted like we didn't see. Was that?
There was a fuzzy flying in the air. I was trying to move.
He looked like a kid that like did something bad in church or something.
Nope, just blowing the fuzzy in the wind.
Oh, dear.
What's your? I'm still sick. Obviously. Yeah. What's your favorite place to blow your nose?
Oh man, my favorite place or least
favorite?
Oh, is that what you asked?
Yeah.
My favorite place to blow my nose, I'm really weird about blowing my nose, so even if, like, you, like, my best friend is around me, I can't. blow my nose usually.
That's not what I'm asking. What's your favorite place?
Alone. Just anywhere alone.
Anywhere alone.
Yeah.
It's like outside you do it?
Sure.
My favorite, well, here, this might be your favorite place then too, because my favorite place to blow my nose is in the shower.
Oh, that's easy.
Do you like that?
Yeah, you don't have to mess up your nose.
Right. You just blow it out and it just washes away. So I was doing that before I came here today.
And sounds like you have gas probably.
What?
To everyone else in your family.
Oh, yeah. No, I was blowing my nose. Nobody was home. And, you know, the one side came out normal, just mm-hmm. like snot. And since I guess like the left side of me is really sick.
Here we go. You're going to gross me out.
It came out neon orange.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Did you drink Tang today?
No. It was neon orange.
You know how we had that comment about our podcast, how we don't care what other people think?
Yeah.
I think that's directed towards you mostly. I mean, I just talk about pain a lot. Neon orange?
It was neon orange.
Did you Google it?
No, but it was cool looking. Oh, don't Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
No.
Usually it means you have high vitamin C. Did you?
No, but you made me take that orange vitamin C drink, like, last week.
Neon orange snot.
What's it say?
Oh, there's a snot color chart, dude.
Pull it up.
Why? This is gross.
Do they have black on there? Because black's probably not good.
That probably, yeah, they do have black.
Do but they?
They don't have orange. Here they go. Brown and orange. Orange. Injury. Ew. Or irritation. That's it.
Well, I have neither of those.
You might. You have irritation from blowing your nose so much.
You're irritating me right now.
Black is, yeah, you're smoking or doing drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind
or
of
probably
drugs?
Working like a coal mine or something.
I was
going to
say, probably
something.
Dirt. But like, what kind of drugs give you black snot?
I don't know. What does white snot mean? You're rich. It doesn't say that. But.
Oh, man. Adult jokes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm interested about it. Can I tell them what we're going to do on the podcast in 2 weeks?
It depends on what we're doing on the podcast.
In 2 weeks, I get my, what's it called?
Oh, your 23andMe genetics results.
And I'm going to read them on air, live on a 3-day delay.
That's awesome.
I thought it'd be nice just to open it here.
Yeah.
So you did it before.
An unboxing.
Is it an actual box or is it just like an email?
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was
is
an
it
email.
Both?
No, I got they don't send you anything back.
But I thought about that, and I was like, it can't be just an email. What about the old people that do it?
Well, you have to sign up with an email to send it in.
Oh, so half those old people probably never read.
Because you have to register your saliva kit. You have to have a email. You have to make an account on their website.
Oh.
Yeah, they never sent me anything back, just an email. Damn. No unboxing. Unless you want to, like, unbox your laptop.
That's sad. Well, I'll still read it on here. I thought that'd be a cool place to do it.
Yeah. I'm 100% European.
You are?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm out of it. Just because I'm reading about all this orange snot. And it's,
get rid of that.
There's a couple explanations. You can look it up.
You don't want to tell me?
No, it's not good. That's why I got so quiet.
No, tell me.
No, most of them say like a small nosebleed and something with cell enzymes. I don't
have a nosebleed.
You might. You don't know about it. That's
it's
why.
It's not bleeding. And why? It would be reddish. This was neon.
Neon orange. Well, that just proves more that you're John Mayer. Because he has a song called Neon.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about First Friday. Some girl came up to me and she goes, hey, John Mayer. I'm at the bar waiting for a drink, and she goes, hey, John Mayer. And I go, people call me that all the time. And she goes.
So do you take that as a compliment?
I don't know.
Because you know he's old.
He looks real sick all the time.
No, he does not.
I don't know. But no. And I go, people tell me that all the time. And then she goes, you don't really look like John Mayer. She goes, just a conversation starter.
Oh.
And I go. Oh, and then I go, they say I look like Johnny Knoxville, too. And she goes, yeah.
And it's all these Johns.
And then I go, well, see ya. And I went to the bathroom. I didn't even get my drink.
No, you did?
No. And then I see her again as the bar is closing. We're outside, and I'm with all my friends. And then she goes, hey, it's John Mayer again. And I go, yeah.
Johnny Knoxville.
And then all my friends are like, he doesn't look like John Mayer.
Can you
figure out which friend that was?
Why do you sound like a drunk Tony
That's
so well?
That's what he sounds I know.
Hold on, but that does bring me to our next guest, which is Drunk Tony. How are you doing, Tony?
Oh, God. I had a lot of gin.
Do you love gin?
They call me Gin Tony.
How's the job search going?
I found one in Solon, and there's a hot Asian boss.
Do you love Heather more, though?
I love Heather.
You think he'll be mad if we put that on? He won't make it that far.
He won't listen.
He'll be mad like a month from now.
No, Heather knows he likes Asian women.
I don't know if he referenced that with the job search, though. But we'll find out.
Anyways, and then she goes, "Hey, it's John Mayer again." Tony goes, "He doesn't look like John Mayer." And she goes, and then so she comes up to me, and she goes, "Yeah, you just got to flatten his hair and squish his face." And she's squishing my face.
What?
Yeah. So she's got a hand on the top of my head, flattening my hair down. And she's got her other hand squishing my face.
Knowing you, that probably bothers you so much.
It does, because I don't know where her hands have been, and they're on my face.
Well, and messing with your hair.
Yeah. And I just didn't like it. And then I go, "Tony, do I look like John Mayer now?" He said, "No."
Damn.
And what? Then I went home.
I missed the good stuff.
You did miss all the
good
stuff.
I was up in Cleveland with our friends Steven and Ellie.
Was that as fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we ate Mexican food and... Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that's all for me today.
Wow, you're really cutting it off at 22 minutes?
It's not 22 minutes.
It is.
There's no way.
It is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe you'll get a little more from me today.
No, you won't. I'll see you guys. You can follow me at Nathan Clapper.
Whoa, we can't give him a 22-minute podcast.
One of us is lying.
It's definitely not 22 minutes.
Guess on the minute mark right now. It's about to change in 3, 2,
32.
1. No.
33.
No.
What is it?
27.
Fuck.
All right. Follow me at Nathan Clapper.
Are you going to end it without me saying where
we're
you can
all
follow
over the
me?
Place.
You can follow me at Nick Anderson.
I always leave that pause for you to talk.
I have a second account now at John Mayer.
Which, man. See if John Mayer number 2 is available.
Okay. This is the end of the podcast.